We're starting Siman Tetvav Sif Gimel. Just to remind you that the first din that we learned about was a talis or talis katan that was ripped, either part of it or completely, with one of the corners with the tzitzit, or a couple of corners. So the basic rule was that if both sides have the sheer ituf, which we're going to continue learning, is whether it's an ama or ama, or three quarters of amah, 60 centimeters, 48 centimeters, and the rest has the four corners or more, then you could put the tzitziot on these new corners, and it's not a problem of tasa lo mina asui. In Sif Gimel, we're going to learn if it's super small, like the talit katan, and we're going to come up again with the machlokas, the Magen Avraham, and the taz, where the question is if the kanaf, where the kanaf falls down with the tzitzis, can I reconnect it to that beged or to another beged, assuming that it's got the sheer ituf? The Magen Avraham says it's fine, it's not considered al kanfei of a different beged, but it's still considered al kanfei bigdei hem, versus the taz, that it's machmir. Same thing with not only in its own beged, with a different beged, that same machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the taz. Now in halacha gimel, we talk about where we have a talit mitzuyet that kil chatash shel chakua l'shtayim, split into two. V'chol chelek, they has the sheer litatev. V'nishar l'chol achat mihem, one tzitzis achar or shtayim. There's no problem of taseh v'lo min hasoi, says the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Chet. Avalim in b'chol chelek, if each one doesn't have that sheer, k'moshu shchiach in a talit k'tanim, right? We have a very small tzitziot nowadays. If it's split into two and they both don't have a shear, then it's batal mehem tekef a mitzvah tzitzit. V'mirtze, if you want to use that achar kach lachzor lechaber one chelek to another one, or another piece of fabric to it, you have to undo the tzitziot. However, obviously, if one of the sides has the shear ituf and one doesn't, so then you only have to be matir the shear, the side that doesn't have the proper shear. And then, v'achar kach, then yatil bo mechadash, after you put them, and then afterwards you can put it together. The Piskei Tshuvos already points out a major machlokas achronim, which is that's if it's totally separate. But let's say it's not totally separate, but there's still a tad of being connected. How much is a tad? So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav brings down three agudalim, which is either 6 centimeters or 7.2. Then he says it's still considered mechubar legamri and not considered separated at all. As opposed, he quotes a sefer here in Ot Dalet here in Siman Tetvav Sif Gimel on the Piskei Tshuvos. In my edition, it's page Kuf Ayin Zayin that says that if it's nikra rubo, once it's mostly torn, then midoraisa lo have chibur and pshita that it's usur then to put it back together. Even if midrabanan it's good, but midoraisa it's definitely not. Then the Mishnah Brura continues that says if ain bo mishum tasav lo mina asui, the reason would be because again the tzitzit that is left on, there's no shame swallowing kaven the ishbem, as long as they each had the sheer ito fakinim rotze yecholet sarev lo toa chatzi the chaticha from a different beged v'lasot tzitzit chadashim al knafot achadashim koshkein sheyachol asot mina chatzit talit shalem, that put two new tzitziot on the kanfot, no problem. V'mirtzel chaber achalakim shenitchaku echal chaviro, that's what we had said, to reconnect them. That was the machlokas, the Magen Avraham, and the Taz that we talked about. In Siv Dalid, it talks about the machlokas, Rashi and Rabbeinu Amram, or Rabbi Amram, that's quoted in the Rosh. The truth is the Chazon Ish, brought down the Dirshu, says that he brings down the opinion of Rabbi Yerucham that Rav Amram and Rashi don't even argue. But assuming that they actually do argue, that's how the Shulchan Aruch brings it down. The case is that Nikra HaTalit and Sifdala Nikra HaTalit within three etzbaot next to the corner of the kanaf. Explains the Shulchan Aruch, Eino Rashai LeTofro, you're not allowed to stitch them up. What's the reason? So it seems to be, as opposed to Rabbi Yerucham, that it's a machlokas Rashi and Rav Amram. Rashi says the reason is because chashinan sheyishtayer michuta tfira, because if you stitch it up, some of the string will be left over from your stitches. V'yani chen, you'll let it go, and then all of a sudden you'll see falav shiva chutim l'shem tzitzis. You'll include it as one of the tzitzis, which it's not being. Ulitam zet afilu nikra kolshu, even if a little bit would be ripped off, then lo yitvor, because we're afraid of that. Even if a little bit ripped off within the three etzpot, we have that chashash that somebody will think that it's one of the eight strings and use it as one of the strings. Lefize, however, akula talit shel tzemer shenikra toch shlosha, if it's a talit of wool that's torn within the three etzpot, then it's mutter litpor. In the nowadays, you'd be able to stitch it. Why? They ain't derech litpor b'chutei tzemer, and the Mishnah Berurah says it's not derech to be tofer with chutei tzemer, but rather with other chutim. And therefore, at that point, there's no problem that you can make, because the assumption is the talit shel tzemer using chutim of tzemer, and therefore you're not going to mix and match. If you're stitching with other types of string. Rav Amram disagrees. The reason why, if it's torn within the shalosh etzpot, is because it loses its shem beged. Rav Amram pirush letam mishum tenikra toch shalosha less be toras beged. It's no longer a shem beged. Command less adami. It's as if it's no longer there anymore. V'afagav, even if you do tefira, even if you stitch it, tefira is not equal chibur. Command the pasuk hashav. It's not. It's still as if it's separated. V'yav beit tzitzis, and you put tzitzis on it. Lo patra letalas. Well, the pirush zeh im nikra. Finish dire kol shu. If a little bit's left over there, then it still has the shame baggage. It's kosher. The Yeshom Rim, some of the Rishonim, say that no. Rav Amram lo nifsal, el tzitziotav shayubo be'ed shetifaro. He says that the only problem would be is if you had the tzitzis when it was there at the time of the stitching. Avim achar shetifaro, but if I, after I stitched it up, I am allowed to put on tzitzis. Hito bo tzitzis, it is kosher. The Yerushamayim says the Shulchan Aruch will be Yetzeit Kulam Heicha De'efshar. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that there's a minhag which we have to put on every single corner a piece of Beged Shleima from 3 on 3, Shalosh al Shalosh, in order that there won't be any type of Tfira within the Shalosh Etzba'ot of the garment in order not to possel it. Okay, that would be a psul according to Rav Amram. As we had said, any type of anything within the shalosh, you'll then lose that shem beged. Therefore, we put on and every tzitzis that I've seen, you have this piece of fabric on the kanaf that there is absolutely no stitches to be done within the three etzpaot. Mirtz Hashem, continue tomorrow, Sif, Hey, and Vav.